Es kann so sein, dass ich nicht so bachig, dass ich schlage, wenn wir heute mit sich das Jumme darf mit dem Test. Rav Papa asked, if a Kohen, other than the Kohen Gadol, originally took the cupped handfuls of the Ketores and the Kohen Gadol, then brought the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is that valid, or does it have to be the same Kohen who originally took the handfuls? Take up the Shaila. Rav Shuma Levi asked, what's the halacha if the Kohen Gadol did the Chafina and then died? May his replacement use that Chafina, or does another one have to be done? Rav Chanina was excited to hear that a question that he himself posed was already posed by earlier Chachamim, meaning by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. For that, we find that Rav Shuma Levi asked Rav Chanina whether he was allowed to drink shachlayim on Shabbos for medicinal purposes. Rav Chanina was a medical expert and was asked whether the shachlayim was effective for medicinal purposes. This shows Rav Chanina must have been older than Rav Shuma Levi. So, what does that mean? What does that mean that he was the earlier chacham of Rav Shuma Levi? We see he was older than Rav Shuma Levi. The Gemara Rav Chanina was originally excited that Rav Shuma Levi had asked the same question as himself, Rav Chanina, who himself was from the earlier chacham. For the Gemara, how could Rav Chanina have asked this question? We find that he holds that if a Kohen Gadol were to die after the shechita of the ox, the replacement Kohen Gadol could not use the blood of that ox, but would have to shecht a new ox. We find that he further holds that the chafina has to be done after the shechita of the ox. Based on these statements, the replacement Kohen Gadol may never use the chafina of any previous Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says Rav Chanina meant to say, based on the fact that Rabbi Shuma Levi asked whether the replacement Kohen Gadol may use the earlier Kohen Gadol's chafina, it must be that he dashens a pasuk to allow a later Kohen Gadol to use the blood of an ox shechted by an earlier Kohen Gadol. That way of dashening is how the earlier Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Chanina darshan, and that's why he was happy to see that it was the later Chachamim were using the same drasha as the earlier Chachamim, even though it didn't agree with him. With regard to answering Rabbi Shuma Levi's question, Rav Papa said, if the Kohen Gadol must fill his hands with the Ketores when measuring it out originally, and then must pour the Ketores from the spoon back into his hands in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is a question dealt with later on in the Gemara, then he can surely use the Chafina of the earlier Kohen Gadol, because he's anyway making a Chafina on his own later in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If he does not need to put the Ketores from the spoon back into his hands, then there's a question whether you can use the Chafina of the earlier Kohen Gadol. Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, asked, maybe it should be just the opposite. If he needs to empty the spoon into his hands, he should surely not be allowed to use the earlier Kohen Gadol Chafina, because the amount of the earlier Chafina will not exactly fill this new Kohen Gadol's hands. However, if he need not refill his hands from the spoon, then we can consider whether the original chafina will suffice. Mara says, regarding the question of whether he must empty the spoon of Ketores back into his hands of Kodesh HaKadoshim, we may be able to answer that from our Mishnah, which says, Kach Hoysa Midoso, which suggests that he must refill his hands with the Ketores. Mara says, no, it may be that the Mishnah means to say that the Kohen may use a measure for the chafina measurement, or that the measure must be exactly that of his handfuls. Mara says, a Bryce describes the process of the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and clearly says that the Ketores is emptied from the spoon back into the cupped hands of the Kohen Gadol, Shema Minah, that this is the way it must be done. Fnech the Gemara, if a Kohen Gadol shechts the ox and then dies, may his replacement use the blood of that ox for the avoda, or he has to shecht a new ox? Do we say that the word bipar in the pasuk means to include even the blood of the ox of the previous Kohen Gadol, or does it only refer to a complete ox? Rav Chanina said that the blood of the previous Kohen Gadol may not be used. Rish Lakish said that it may be used. Rav Ami said that it may not be used. Rav Yitzchak Nachman said that it may be used. Rav Ami asked, if bipar even refers to an animal that's already shechted, why does the group that has to be included in the particular carbon pesach, we said that group has to be determined before the shechita of the sheep, even after its shechita, it should still be considered to be a seah, a sheep. We see that a par is considered to be a par after the shechita, so a sheep should be considered a sheep after the shechita, and therefore joining the group even after the shechita should be allowed. The Gemara says, but Karban Pesach is different because the pasuk says, mihiyois miseh, which teaches that the sheep still has to be alive at the time of joining the group. Mazutra asks, the Mishnah says that redeeming a firstborn donkey must be done with a live sheep, not one that was already shechted. We see that a shechted sheep is not called a sheep, and the same should be hold true for the shechting ox. It should also not be considered to be a par. Mar said, we learn from Gzeir Shava from Karban Pesach that the sheep has to be alive. In fact, Mar, if there's such a Gzeir Shava, the other halachas of Karban Pesach should apply there as well. But for the sheep that you're using to redeem the Petach Hamar, it should have to be a male, it should have to be within its first year, it shouldn't be able to have a mum. Mar says, the pasuk says Tifset twice to teach that these other limitations do not apply. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka asked, the pasuk says Vahoytzias Kol Hapar, which refers to the shechted ox, and we see that it refers to it as par. Mar says, the pasuk means that the entire dead animal should be removed, but not that it's called a par, even after it's really dead. In fact, more of the pasuk referring to the shechted animal says vs par hachatos vs seir hachatos. You see that even after the shechita, it's considered to be par. Rav Papa said all agree that the bulk of even a dead animal is called an animal. It's called a par. Machlokes is whether just when you have just the blood of the animal is that also referred to as par or. or not. Rav Ashi said, the pasuk says, "Bezois yovei Aaron el hakodesh bepar." The pasuk refers to the blood, and clearly refers to it as just as a par, even though it's just referring to the blood at that point. How will the other shita explain this? The one who holds that the blood is not referred to as par, the other shita will explain this to mean that Aaron prepares himself to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a par for a chatos, meaning with the animal itself. The pasuk is not referring only to the blood over here. It's referring to having done the whole process with the par.